Welcome to Chris's Cart Corner, episode 2. I am Chris. And as always, this is a solo show. But we've got a lot packed in for today. I'm a little late on this, as you may see. I think the when was the last one? About a month and a half off. So the last one was early February, getting to mid-February, February 9th. And I'm recording this on the 22nd. I don't know if I'm going to get it out today, the 22nd of March. So I don't know if I'm going to get it out today. It may wait till the 23rd to be published, edited, published, and put up. But it's coming. And only a month and a half, so that's not bad. And maybe I'll be able to get one out in the next month. We'll get the third episode up in April. But some changes in the way things we're going to process. So I started recording this a few weeks back, probably late February, when I did a segment on one of the games we're going to talk about, Paw Patrol Rescue Wheels Championship. My idea there was for me to kind of approach this in such a way that I would, you know, play the game that we're going to talk about and then record my thoughts on it and then just kind of like stitch these segments together. Problem is that I did that for Paw Patrol and then I didn't do it for Garfield Kart 2. And so it just wasn't going to work. Like, it's like, let's rethink this. Let's redo this whole episode. We'll redo the reviews, redo kind of how we're going to approach this and go from there. So instead of doing the segments, I kind of wrote down all my notes, my reviews on paper, and we're going to work through them that way. And also we're going to rank them. We're gonna put them on the tier list. We're gonna put them on the ranking list. But something that I want to expand from this show is just generalized racing games. And we are going to talk about one particular racing game tonight that is not a kart racer, specific kart racer, and we have a full-on ranking for racing games over there as well. That's what I want to do with this show. And I think it'll allow it to be more spaced. Instead of like having to spread it out and like try and find a weird kart racer to talk about every time. Maybe at some point, you know, we're just doing a retrospective on Need for Speed or Forza or Gran Turismo or, you know, arcade racing games like Burnout or Split Second, stuff like that, you know, stuff that isn't necessarily kart related, but is racing related. What I want to distinguish here, though, is that we aren't going to like include like weird, like, I don't know, there was a Kinect game, and I'm drawing a blank on it, but it was a Sonic Kinect game where Air Riders, I think it was Sonic Air Riders. No, that's Kirby. Sonic Riders. It was just called Sonic Riders. And I believe that there was like a sequel that was a Xbox 360 Kinect game, and it wasn't good. I'm not going to include those types of games, right? Free Riders, Sonic Free Riders was the Kinect game. So I'm not going to include like weird skateboard racing games like SSX or Sonic Riders or, when we're talking about these types of racing games, we're going to be talking about cars. General, there are some like MotoGP games I played. I'm not going to include them. So we're not going to include, you know, motorcycles. We're not going to include, at least right now, we're going to include cars. Like, we're talking about car racing. when we're talking about ranking these. And we're going to separate them from the kart racers. Now, the kart racers will be included in the overall racing game list, but they will also have their own tier ranking and overall one to whatever list that we'll explore there and fill in as we play new games and add them to the overall ranking title. So I've looked through all my rankings, all my games, and I pulled out the racing games that would qualify for these. And on the kart tier list, the kart racer list, currently there are 37 titles. Some of those we've ranked on this show, like, you know, on the last show and previous iterations of this show. And some of them are not. Like, some I never talked about, and I don't know if we ever will. Maybe we'll go back and do like a retrospective on some stuff. I would like to maybe revisit Chocobo Racing and Chocobo GP and maybe talk about them again at some point, but right now no. No, that's just where we're at with it currently. And then on the full racing list, we're at 94 games. And again, this doesn't include motorcycles. It doesn't include like weird skateboarding or snowboarding racing games. It's strictly car racing. But it will be a combination of like sim arcade racing. So I do think stuff like Forza Horizon, Forza Motorsport, Gran Turismo, Dirt, those games kind of qualify for an overall racing tier list, and that's where we're going to be with it. So I will reveal those lists today. We'll add the new games onto it, but before we get there, let's talk about those games. So last time out, I mentioned we're going to talk about two more 2025 games, and yeah, we're going to talk about them. We'll start with the big one, the one that everybody was like, this is the kart racing game of the year when it came out. Garfield Kart 2, All You Can Drift. Now, this is a sequel to Garfield Kart and its weird remake, Garfield Kart Furious Racing, which I'm going to refer to as one game because there's just not really enough different between the two of them to distinguish them as separate games, but they are two separate SKUs of that same game. So Garfield Kart is out there. Garfield Kart 2 comes out, and yes, the internet definitely was like, hey, this is going to be funny, right? Like, because Garfield Kart had become a meme game. Cause it's not good. It's an effectively really, really bad game. And, I'll reveal it right now, but it's not the worst game on this list, but it's damn close. Like it is ranked 36 out of 37. So Garfield Kart and Garfield Kart Furious Racing is a very bad game. And so Garfield Kart 2 is a game that definitely the internet kind of picked up on, and they were like, this is a joke. And they wanted to be part of the joke that Garfield Kart Furious Racing had become. And so it actually had like weirdly positive buzz, even if it was in a sarcastic sense. People were really kind of excited, in air quotes, about Garfield Kart 2. And what I can say is Garfield Kart 2 is fine. Visually, it is a step up over Garfield Kart. Garfield Kart Furious Racing has this like nice cel-shaded appearance to it. I think it looks good. It doesn't feel particularly well to drive, but it looks good. Like visually, it looks great. As far as the controls of the game, it is very stiff. it's slow. It doesn't matter which tier of what speed you're doing, whether you're on 50cc or 150cc, it all kind of feels the same. There's no difference in speed. There's no difference in the feel of the game. It just feels slow, which is unfortunate because the other racers aren't slow. Like, you feel slow. Doesn't matter what you're driving. You always kind of feel slow. Even when you're in the lead, you feel slow. But if you fall behind, you likely aren't catching back up. I'm not sure why that is, but it is what it is. Garfield Kart 2 is very much a traditional kart racer. There's not much added in here. In fact, there's not anything added in here. It is a straight up, like, here's three cups. Each of them has four tracks. If you play them enough, you can unlock the mirror mode. And I believe you have to do that on 150cc. So I think you have to complete it on 150cc, and that unlocks the mirror mode. So ultimately, 24 tracks, but it's just the reverse of the other track. Not even reverse, just the mirrored image of it. Those four tracks, each cup has four tracks to them. The first three are, three. I think they're like three lap races. The laps are longish, 3 to 5. I'm not really sure which one it is. Drawing a blank on that, but they're decent length. Like, they are decently sized courses, and they will take you some time to make it through. The last one on each of the cups, though, is this like really short track. I'm talking like 30-second laps, like super short. And that is a 7-lap race. And they are actually maybe the most fun tracks in the game, in general. There are three different, like, they're all themed. So there's a city theme, there's a pirate theme, and there's a Western theme. I don't know why they're like that. I will admit I am not up on my Garfield lore, but being as this is not based on the Garfield show, a show that ended, a decade ago, I believe, by Wikipedia. I think it ended in 2016. This is the first game in Garfield not based on that show. So I'm not really sure why they pick City, Pirate, Western. Like, my experience with Garfield is he is a lazy ass cat that sits around in his owner John's house, and he really likes lasagna, and he is friends with John's dumb dog Odie. Garfield can verbalize, or at least think, in human terms via English. Odie is a dog. Like, Odie, there's nothing going on between that dog's brain in terms of like humanizing them or anthropomorphizing them. There are 8 characters here. It's the standard, it's Garfield, John, Odie. There's an ugly ass woman who is, I believe, John's girlfriend. There is a ugly girl cat that I believe is Garfield's. I don't even know these characters' names. And they're not off-putting necessarily, but there's no draw to them. It's not like, oh, this one's super cute. This one's like there's something about the Garfield aesthetic that, like, if you're not John, who is an awkward looking human, but if you're not John, Odie, or Garfield, there's just no like visual appeal to it. They're just kind of ugly. And the game plays like a normal kart racer, but as I said, slow. So you're still gonna like pick up power ups. You'll get like lasagna, which is basically a speed mushroom from Mario Kart. You'll get these, like, they say they're dog food bowls. I did not realize that that's what they were. To be fair, I didn't know what they were, but Yeah, evidently they're dog food bowls, and they are like coated green and red, and they work very much like green and red shells in Mario Kart. There's like a pie, which is like a homing attack. I'm not really sure what it does. Like, evidently it like zooms out and it will blast you with pie. You can drop like soap behind you, and that'll make it slippery if an opponent hits it. And very much like Mario Kart, there are coins on the field, and if you collect them, I think if you get up to 10, that'll like boost your speed to max. Like, the more coins you have, the faster you're going. It's just like, I guess, unlocks the ability of the cart to drive faster. So yeah, Garfield Kart 2 is fine. I would put it in the C tier. And yeah, it is an okay racing game, and I would say a huge improvement over Garfield Kart Furious Racing, which is an abysmal game. This game is fine. Like, should you pick it over anything else? Probably not, but it's fine. Like, it's a decent enough kart racer. So like, if it's on sale and you get it for like, you know, 10, 15 bucks, you'll get enough enjoyment out of it. I think the difficulty is fine. There is one level on the pirate course that I had nightmarish difficulty with, and I did not ace that. So I did not, get the achievement for, unlocking gold medal or whatever on all three of the tracks, because I could not win that race ever. It is that one in particular, and I'm not sure what the name of it was, but it's on the Pirate Cup, and it is like through like this docky type area and then over an island, and the docky type area is very reminiscent of like the ghost maps in Mario Kart, or the Bowser Castle maps, that like where it's very sharp angles, and there's a lot of spots where you could just drive yourself right off the side. And in a game where most of the time you want to be drifting, because drifting will get you a boost. And the boost is what you need to kind of stay ahead of the other kart racers. In a track where they are super tight and hard turning, even if you know the course, it makes it very difficult. Like, drifting around them is very hard. And even just steering around them, because when you're steering on a normal speed, your cart is kind of turning a little bit too wide. So unless you're being very deliberate with like kind of, you know, feathering the gas in these turns, you could very easily fall off the map. And once you do, you're kind of out of it. Like, you're not catching back up, especially on 150cc. Like, it's just not happening. So aside from that, though, it's a perfectly fine, mediocre, middle of the pack kart racer. And I'm going to give it a C tier. As I said, we will get to its placement on the ranking list, at the end here. After we talk about the next couple games. Next game, though, is another 2025 game that came out. And unfortunately I drew a blank on this one between last episode and this episode, and we're just not going to cover it. But Kirby's Air Riders came out, and I waffled back and forth on whether it's a kart racer or not. Ultimately, I decided it is, and I threw it on the list, but we're not going to review it. Instead, we're going to waste our time with Paw Patrol Rescue Wheels Championship, which is the second Paw Patrol game. Believe I reviewed Paw Patrol Grand Prix on this show in a previous iteration of it. And to give you clarification on where that game falls at, it falls at number 34 and as a D tier. So like just a couple above Garfield Kart, the original Garfield Kart, and it was not a particularly good kart racer. Paw Patrol Rescue Wheels, much like Garfield Kart 2, is a better game than its predecessor. Now, we gotta like asterisk that a little bit. Like, it is a better game, but not dramatically so. Much like Garfield Kart 2, it's also very slow. This makes sense, though, I think, just simply because Paw Patrol Rescue Wheels Championship is designed to be, you know, baby's first kart racer, right? Like, it is designed for 4 and 5 year olds, and so it being slow, it having kind of like uninteresting tracks in terms of design, visually it looks fine, and I'm sure that kids that watch Paw Patrol will love it, but in terms of like visual design of the tracks and like the actual track layout, I think it's kind of boring. The track layout just isn't there as an interesting approach. And that's probably just by design. Like, it has to be a little bit more boring because you're not going to get into intricate racing here, just due to the speed and the nature of your target audience. So for who it's for, I think it's a very good game. But in terms of an overall kart racer, it's just okay. There's like three different, let's see. Paw Patrol Grand Prix was a kart racer, but it was like this weird designed one. Rescue Wheels Championship goes for a more traditional approach to it, I think. There is still a story mode, and you're going to go node to node, and those will be races, and sometimes they'll be like battle arenas, but really that's mostly it. Just like kind of back and forth on those types of things as you advance through these different regions and get a little bit more story along the way. It's fine. And you're going to want to do it just to like get the bones that you need to unlock extra characters and stuff. So you're going to want to go through the story mode, but once it's done, I don't think anybody would revisit it. What you will revisit is the cup mode, which is, you know, your standard, you know, kart racing cups. It's three cups. They go through Adventure Bay, Foggy Bottom, and the Jungle. I don't know much about Paw Patrol, but I do know Adventure Bay is a location in Paw Patrol. So at least this seems more related to the show. Also, considering what the Paw Patrol does, like having a place called Foggy Bottom or the Jungle makes sense for some of those pups, as that would be an area where they work, because the show is kind of about public service professions inhabited by dogs here. So yeah, you have these three cups. They each have four tracks. It's pretty standard stuff. There are 10 characters overall. You start out with 7. You can unlock 3 more. You get stuff like Chase, who's the cop puppy, Sky, Rubble, Roxy. Like, there's a bunch of them here, and they all have like specialized monster trucks that go along with them. I gravitated towards Roxy, who is this kind of like purplish one, and she was fun. She's evidently a little bit of an antagonist, from what I read on her, but it's good. Like, it's, you know, I think all the pups look cute. They're fun. Like, they're what you want. like, if you are coming at this as a fan of Paw Patrol, you know, or you're a 5 year old that's a fan of Paw Patrol, this is going to deliver, right? It's your puppies in monster truck versions of their normal vehicles. Where this kind of is not different, because like this is kind of a standard thing in Mario Kart too, but you're going to collect these dog bones in Mario Kart. You're collecting coins. You're going to collect dog bones here. Now these dog bones don't work to like increase your speed on the track. And also you're not limited, like in Mario Kart and Garfield Kart, like you're limited to like 10. In Sonic, you're limited to like 100 rings. In this, you can just keep collecting dog bones. Like you're going to go through, you're going to collect as many dog bones as you can. And then after each race, they kind of get banked and totaled. And they're, the more of those you get, that is where you're going to unlock stuff like cart parts and stickers to put on your car, different types of cosmetics, and also your different characters. So like turbos and stuff in terms of cosmetics and like different skins, and that's all going to unlock as you get more bones. So as you play, that was maybe one of the most tedious in this, as I did go and get all the achievements, but like you kind of have to grind those out at the end. You've already beaten the story mode. You've beaten all the cups, and you still don't have enough, so you're going to end up having to grind out those dog bones to unlock everything. As I said, it is a better racing game than Paw Patrol Grand Prix, but it's still like a very standard but kind of forgettable approach to it. Like there are power-ups just like in any other game, but they're kind of dull. Like I honestly can't even remember what they were. I know there's like a boost, and you know there's like a thing you shoot out and it'll make them slip, and so it's like all the same stuff, but I can't for the life of me quite remember exactly what those power-ups were, because they are kind of super dull and forgettable. And it's kind of just the game is just kind of super dull and forgettable, except it's serviceable enough when you're playing it. The one thing that is different here, and is, I don't know if it's a good addition or not, but each of the racers has like a special. So as you do tricks, you do jumps, basically that's it. If you're doing jumps and tricks, you're going to get a boost meter. And then once you fill that boost meter up, you can activate your special, and that will kind of like make you, everyone has a different one, but like most of them are kind of like going to push you a little bit further at a quicker pace. And yeah, that's Paw Patrol Rescue Wheels Championship. And that is also going to fall in at a C. But not that much higher than the D-ranked Paw Patrol Grand Prix. Just not much there. I'll reveal where it falls on the list shortly, but we have one more kart racer to kind of cover here as well. And last time out, I said I thought I might do Super Bombad Racing. And we may re-review Super Bombad Racing, the Star Wars kart racer from the PlayStation 2. We may review that at some point in the future. I'm thinking in May. I want to kind of approach the Star Wars racing games, Star Wars driving games, and throw them all into a bucket and kind of poke at them. Maybe rate some ones that I haven't rated on this list previously. And so I think I'm going to hold Super Bombad Racing for May when The Mandalorian and Grogu are coming out in theaters. But back in February after we recorded, maybe not after, but right around there, right after we did the last episode, the Muppet Show had a revival, like a one-off episode of the original kind of formula of the Muppet Show starring Sabrina Carpenter. I am a huge Muppet fan, and I've been sitting on this PlayStation game for quite some time, but I had never really dove into it fully. And I thought with the Muppet revival, now was the time. Now was the time to kind of poke at that Muppet Kart Racer. Muppet Race Mania, it's from 2000. So it's the end of life cycle on the PlayStation, the original PlayStation. This is a game that has 25 characters. 8 of them you get at the start. You unlock the rest through racing them. You have to like find them on the different maps, and you would race them. And then once you race them, you unlock them. 25 total characters, though. So just like compared to the last two games we just reviewed, which are 2025 games, you know, they had 8 and 10 characters. Muppet Race Mania with 25 characters is just, that's an insane amount. And you started out with 8. So like you're already at the max level for Garfield Kart. You have more starting characters than Paw Patrol Rescue Wheels Championship. And there's, you know, another 17 characters that you can unlock. More wild than that. The way the game is structured is that there are 6 Muppet movies that are kind of featured here. It's like, you know, and somebody said it's like, oh, it's all the major Muppet movies up until that point in time, which maybe checks out. It's like the Muppet Movie, Muppets Take Manhattan, Great Muppet Caper, Muppet Christmas Carol, Muppet Muppet Treasure Island, and Muppets from Space. So those 6 movies all featured, each of them. So those are the base, like they're the cups, basically. We'll call them cups. They're not really cups, but we'll call them cups. And they each have 4 tracks associated with them. So the Muppet Show has 4 tracks. Great Muppet Caper has 4 tracks. How related they are, but that's the theming, is that these are the tracks. And they're fine. Like there's like a ghost town, like a Western ghost town type thing, because in the Muppet movie they end up there at one point. And so you have these 24 tracks based on the movies, and then there's an additional 10 tracks. Some of them are like you're gonna drive through the old theater and stuff like that. So there's just a ton of content here for a game that came out in 2000. And when you compare it to other games that you know we're gonna continue playing as we go on, or games we've played in the past, and kart racers in general, this is a content-filled game. It's just super packed. There's a ton of different modes. So there's your race mode, there's your series mode, there's a battle mode, there's something called stunt mode, which is like a course that's more like a platforming course. You can like jump and stuff as you drive. And that's neat. I don't necessarily think it's great, but it's neat that it's there. You know, there's also like a Grand Prix type thing, which is a race series of multiple races. And there's something called adventure mode. And in adventure mode, you're going to look for stars. You're going to look for fruit. You're going to look for something specific to that course. So like that, you know, Muppet Ghost Town type vibe, there was like sticks of dynamite that you have to collect. There's also in those levels are additional characters to find. And there are movie clips. from that movie. So like once you find that, like you'll unlock like a scene from the Muppet movie or Muppet Christmas Carol or Muppets from Space. And it's, you know, it's just clipped from the movie and thrown onto the disc image in the game. But it is neat. At that time, that was like a cool thing. It's like, I'm going to get like this 20, 30 second movie clip on here, on my little PlayStation disc. So there's a ton of content here. The big problem with it is it kind of controls like shit, which makes it obnoxiously hard. This isn't necessarily the game's fault. It's just, we have come so far from early 3D imaging, and the controls on the PlayStation controller, which you have to remember, yes, there was dual analog on the PlayStation controller, but that was not the default, and developers could not trust that you would have a DualShock. So they had to design for the PlayStation D-pad, and unless that game like specifically like was designed around the DualShock, it was generally a D-pad game. Yeah, I don't know about you, but we've come very far. I've progressed way past, like, I know now how to operate in a 3D environment. And I know how a 3D environment, especially a racing game, should control. And it just doesn't feel good here. I was never particularly good at the game through my playthrough of it. I was able to do some of the, like, I was able to do most of the adventure stuff. So I'm like filling off those checklists. Races were extremely hard. Cups were even harder. And it's just like one little mistake throws you off, and like, you might not win. You may be able to fight your way back from like, you know, fifth to a second place finish, but the likelihood of you catching up to the final, to the top racer after falling behind or falling off the map or getting knocked down is very slim. So, yeah, it's a little bit more difficult than it should be, but we are now 26 years removed from when this came out, and I just don't know if I have the skill capacity to return to when I was 21 years old and able to play games with the D-pad like this, and knowing that we just have so much better and smoother control over games. It doesn't quite hit the way it should. And that difficulty does knock it down a little bit. The difficulty in the controls, the difficulty because of the controls and the AI kind of being able to just dominate you if you make one mistake. That's unfun. It's just not a fun time. And that said, you know, that's why this is going to rank lower on the list, despite it having so much content and it looking relatively good. The voice acting like that they have in it is relatively decent. You know, when you pick a character, it'll have like a little catchphrase. You have the FMV clips of the movies. Like, there's tons of stuff here that's like really, really good. But it doesn't look great anymore. It looks decent as a, you know, a look back 26 years ago. It looks okay. But there, things just look so much better. And the PlayStation 2 would release like not long after this game came out. And those games just look infinitely better, right? Immediately, infinitely better than this. And that's unfortunate, because I think if you were to give this, if this had been a PlayStation 2 game and you were able to have full-on analog control from the start, I think it's a better looking game. It's a more fun game. It's kind of like hitting on those cylinders. It's unfortunate because I think Muppets from Space did not do particularly well. And then the Muppets kind of went into hibernation for quite some time after that. So it would be nice with the Muppets getting a revival. Maybe somebody looks at this. And I'm gonna take a look right now. I did not. I should have looked at this when I was doing my kind of overall push at it. Oh, so yeah, this is interesting, and I'm not sure who would own the rights to it, because it was published by Midway in the U.S., but it was published by Sony in Europe. Its developer was Traveler's Tales, Traveler's Tales, like, you know that name, and you know that name because for basically the last 20 years or so, they've been making the Lego games. They are the Lego dev. So they made this like neat Muppet race game, and at that time they were doing tons of licensed stuff. Like, they have a Toy Story game on their, a couple Toy Story games actually, more than a couple. They did a Toy Story kart racer. Might have to take a look at that one at some point as well. I did not know about that one. But they did, like, you know, they did Toy Story. They did a Mickey game. They did a Bugs Life game. They did a Finding Nemo game. Like, they were very much bouncing around before they really became the Lego house. And I think that's fine. Like, right? Like, it's perfectly fine that's who did this. And they did an okay job with this. It's just, we've moved past where that was. So I think that if somebody were to take Traveler's Tale, like, look at what they did with this and then kind of do a remake, if they could work out the licensing between all the different companies, I think that would be neat to revisit this with modern controls. And I'm going to need to flag Toy Story Racer to take a look at that one in the future on this show. But that puts us also at a ranking of C for Muppet Race Mania. Now, as I mentioned at the top, I have a couple lists here. And I've gone through my entire rankings. I've separated them all out, kart racing and overall racing games. So we're gonna dig into the kart racing list right now and place the new games onto it. So at number 37, at the bottom of the barrel, we have Race with Ryan. 36, Garfield Kart and Garfield Kart Furious Racing. 35, DreamWorks All-Star Kart Racing. 34, Paw Patrol Grand Prix. 33, Renzo Racer. 32, Emoji Kart Racer. And that kind of wraps our D tier. Then we move in at 31, we got Mario Kart Tour. We have Paw Patrol Rescue Wheels Championship, which is the one we just reviewed today. We have Smurfs Kart. We have Nickelodeon Kart Racers, which reminds me, I have two more of those that we should review. We have DreamWorks Superstar Karts at 27. Muppet Race Mania dropping in at 26. At 25, we have Atari Karts. At 24, we have Smurfs Racer. At 23, we have Garfield Kart 2 All You Can Drift. At 22, we have Mod Nation Racers. At 21, we have Pac-Man World Rally. At 20, we have Mod Nation Racers PSP. Let's see. At 19, we have Sonic and Sega's All-Star Racing. At 18, we have Team Sonic Racing. At 17, we have Star Wars Super Bombad Racing. And I believe that wraps up. I believe that wraps up our C tier. Moving into our B tier, we have number 16 Chocobo GP. At number 15, Mario Kart Arcade GP. At number 14, Kirby Air Riders. That is the other big 2025 kind of kart racer. Unfortunately, did not do a review of that. Number 13, Mario Kart Double Dash. At number 12, Lego 2K Drive. At 11, Crash Team Racing Nitro Fueled, which is the remake of, it's like kind of like the overall combination remake of the Crash Racing games. Number 10, Mario Kart Wii. At number 9, Chocobo Racing. And that wraps up our B tier. Moving into our A tier, with Mario Kart 64, Mario Kart Super Circuit. We have number 6, Disney Speedstorm. At number 5, Super Mario Kart. At number 4, Sonic Racing Cross Worlds. At number 3, Mario Kart World. And that wraps up our A tier. And then number 2 in our S tier, Sonic and All-Stars Racing Transformed. And number 1, Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. And those are our overall rankings for kart racing as of right now. We're going to add a lot more to this as time goes on. I think we're missing like Mario Kart DS, so we're definitely going to have to approach that one. And the 3DS game, which was what, MK7. So those two are still out there to poke on. And there's always new kart racers. I have a ton that I haven't touched that are either mediocre or good. Like I just picked up one that I think is going to be a pretty good one. And we'll talk about those in the future. But before we move on, what I also said is I want to kind of like expand this out to regular racing games. And one that I played a lot of in the month of February and March was a game called Recreation. If you know Criterion, after Burnout Paradise, and maybe it was even a little bit later than that, maybe after Most Wanted, I believe it might have been after Most Wanted, they had some major cuts. And a good chunk of them left, including the founders of Criterion, who have been under EA leadership for quite some time at that point. They left and they formed a new studio called Three Fields Entertainment. This is the studio that released Dangerous Golf, which was a golfing game where you would hit your golf ball and you would try to destroy everything in a room. And it played very much like Crash Mode in the Burnout games. So, yeah, like Dangerous Golf was neat. And then they finally like turned around and just made a Burnout type game with a title called Dangerous Driving. Dangerous Driving was just a straight up Burnout game. Like it was modeled very much like original Burnout. There were, different types of races, and there were also different tiers of car. So like as you play, you'd get faster and faster cars. And there's a really cool sense of speed to Dangerous Driving, but it's also a janky as fuck game. And the AI is cheap, and I was never able to finish it because the AI towards the end of that game is just kind of broken, and they never fixed it. and my F1 car, because that was like the tier I was at, the speed tier, just kept like, if it would crash, it would basically fly off the map. So you have to do this race perfectly, or you weren't ever going to beat it. Because once you crashed, like everybody moves so far ahead of you, but also you would crash into a mountain and drive into it and be stuck there. It wouldn't reset. You would fly off the map. Like you would crash on a bridge and it would fling you sideways and you would just continue to spin into the nether. So for as fun as I found dangerous driving, it was a bit broken, and it just ultimately didn't work. And it's going like the, you know, I say this because we just talked previously about the kart racing, and Race with Ryan was at the bottom there. Race with Ryan is still a worse game than Dangerous Driving, but only by one. So Dangerous Driving on my list of overall racing games that I have 94 racing games on, it is at 92. So yeah, it's a game that had a lot of potential. It's a game that should have been a lot of fun, but it was just unpolished and didn't work. So Recreation, which originally started out as Dangerous Driving 2, and I want to talk about how long ago this was. I was at PAX East 2020, right before COVID, the week before COVID really shut down the world. PAX East was ongoing, and I was there, and I had a meeting with the Three Fields group at their booth, and they walked me through what was Dangerous Driving 2. And then it went radio silent for years. Now, when I talked to them about Dangerous Driving 2, what they kept saying was, this is very much like Burnout Paradise. Like, that's what we're making. We're making an open world racing game. You're going to be able to drive up to intersections and start races. And there's going to be all sorts of different races. You're going to set records on different roads, and like every road is going to have an association of records for you to beat, like time or you know, best jump or whatever. It's going to have all these different ratings for you to chase, and a ranking leaderboard for you to go against, and like there'll be like this neat like updating thing with your friends, like, so if your friend beats your time on a road, it'll tell you, and you can go and re-challenge it and try and beat it there. They were making Burnout Paradise again, but it was going to be called Dangerous Driving 2. And Dangerous Driving just being like a classic Burnout game, this makes sense, right? Like, but Dangerous Driving was so buggy that it was like, I want this to be good because I love Burnout Paradise, but I've been burned by you guys previously. Then radio silence for years. I think it was 2024, it remakes an appearance under THQ Nordic and with a new title, no longer Dangerous Driving 2. It is now called Recreation, WRECK, as in like wreck of your car. And then Recreation, like as in recreation, like, hey, we're out on a vacation, like we're doing this for leisure. So a nice little play on words there. This is very much just Burnout Paradise. They've created this huge map, and it has all sorts of different objectives. There are like road rages, which are exactly what they're calling it a road rage, which is exactly what it is in Burnout. You are going to drive up, you're going to start the race, and then you're given a target number of cars to take down during that race, during that time frame. So you have a set amount of time, and you are tasked with taking down 7 cars, and you have to do it before the timer runs out. You have regular races. As you progress in and get license points, they will throw AI cars at you and be like, "Hey, if you take this guy down, if you take him down, you're gonna get that car." Driving in those cars, a lot of them have an upgraded version, and what you would do is do a special time trial race against them. So basically, you would take the base model of that car, you take it to its upgrade race, and they give you a path, and you, if, once you set the record, you'll unlock that other car. So it's a way of like getting you another faster version of the car you already have. There are billboards, there are gates to smash. There's just like, it is Burnout Paradise. Except in the fact that Burnout Paradise had a very like cool, distinct style to it. And I don't think that Recreation ever feels, it doesn't feel as inhabited and as real as Paradise City does in Burnout Paradise. It's good. It's fun. And some of that is because Burnout Paradise has not had anything outside of its remaster come close to it. The Horizon games are good, but they're not Burnout Paradise. So like, we just haven't had anything quite hit that level in years. And Recreation even trying to do it is a neat thing. So yeah, I think Recreation pretty decent. And when I started it, I was like, this is like, it's fun enough. But it's not like, it's just fun enough. It's like a cool time waster. And as we continue to play it, as I continue to go through the game, it started to really like draw me in. And that's really what I just wanted to keep doing it. I wanted to find all the roads. I wanted to set a record on all the roads. So all that was really cool, and it really drew me in gameplay-wise, because it does have like a cool speed. Like there, it feels fast. It's a fast-feeling game. Unlike in Burnout Paradise, where you almost always feel almost out of control, I think the problem with Recreation's handling is that there is a moment where you can totally be out of control. Like it's never like you're never just flirting with the edge. It's like you can fly past that edge and fuck yourself royally. And I don't think the race layouts are quite as good as they are in Burnout Paradise. And one of the things, and I said this earlier with the difference between Recreation and Burnout Paradise, is that it just doesn't feel unique and distinct enough. Where Burnout Paradise was like, as you're driving, you're picking out landmarks, right? Like, all right, so we're going to start up here on the beach, and we're going to drive down. We're going to go past the baseball field. We're going to turn down onto like underneath the subway. And then we're all going to veer left into the industrial dock section. And now we're going to race across the bridge to the ranch, right? Like, and I'm pulling this out of my head right now. Like I didn't write that down. This is like, these are landmarks that are burned into my brain from having played Burnout Paradise. And as much as I liked Recreation, there's nothing in there that I was like, yeah, like these are distinct landmarks, and this is how I would path my way from the beach to the ranch. Right? Like it's super generic feeling, and you're really just like going checkpoint to checkpoint instead of like knowing how to navigate the city as fast as possible, navigate the map, because Paradise City was massive, but there were distinct areas, and you knew the parts on the map. Like you knew that, oh, like, all right, we're going to start at the baseball field and we're going to end up at the observatory. And like, you knew what that meant. You knew how to drive that route. There is nothing like that in recreation. It just doesn't have that feel of place. It doesn't have that feel of knowing everything about it. So I think it is good, but there's room for improvement there. And unfortunately, I don't think recreation did well enough that it's going to get a second shot at it. But it is a much improved game over Dangerous Driving. It's a really, really fun game. One other thing real quick before I wrap this up and move on to the overall rankings of racing games. One thing Recreation does have that I think is kind of neat is this thing called Live Mix. And basically, everybody, you don't have to, but everybody has the ability to just create their own tracks, create their own racing obstacle courses. I believe that they call them Sky Tracks. So like, you can build like gigantic tracks up in the sky and move around. They're all on like these scaffolding, and you can do all this neat stuff and create loops and like basically create giant Hot Wheels tracks anywhere in the open area here. And like, part of what you're doing as you're playing and progressing is unlocking stuff like, oh, like you've played enough now, and now hoops are available. It's also another thing you can collect out in the world are items to use in this Live Mix mode, which is basically just racing Forge mode. So it's like the ability to just build at any point. Like you can take the map and create your own tracks immediately inside. I joined a couple people's games and they had like created like really intricate tracks. It's not something I was ever going to do, even if the game was more populated. Like, that's not where I pull in these games. I'm not going to be like super creative and building tracks or game modes, but it's there. And that's like a really neat addition. Again, unfortunately, I don't think the game did well enough because there was only ever like one or two people playing when I was playing. And I had cross play on. So I'm matching with people on PlayStation, on PC. Sometimes there was nobody on. Like, it just seems like it's a dead game. Unlike Burnout Paradise, where, you know, months after that game came out, there were people playing the eight person. Free roam, which was awesome. It's like so awesome to think back to when that game was in its heyday and popular, and people were really playing it. And unfortunately, Recreation doesn't hit those levels. It has a lot of cool, neat ideas, but it just doesn't quite get there with them. And the population being as low as it is just doesn't necessarily play it out. But it is a very good game. I don't like giving like half scores, but I would say it's like right in there between a 3 and a 4. So if you want to call that a 3.5, sure. I think it's a good one of those. All right. So before we wrap this up, I'm going to reveal the overall racing game rankings of games that I have on my all-time list. We will be adding stuff here. I did notice there are definitely some games that are missing, but we'll fill those in as things go on. So starting at the bottom, number 94, Moto Rotor, 93, Race with Ryan, 92, Dangerous Driving, 91, Wild Tracks Racing, number 90, Garfield Kart, Garfield Kart Furious Racing, 89 DreamWorks All-Star Kart Racing, number 88 Onrush, 87 Paw Patrol Grand Prix, 86 Renzo Racer, 85 Emoji Kart Racer, 84 Motostorm RC, 83 Mario Kart Tour, 82 Super Toy Cars 2, 81 Super Toy Cars Off-Road, number 80 Dirt 4, number 79 Paw Patrol Rescue Wheels Championship, 78 Smurfs Kart, number 77 Grid 2, number 76 Rally Rock and Racing, 75 Nickelodeon Kart Racers, 74 DreamWorks Superstars Karts, number 73 Burnout Dominator, 72 Super Toy Cars, 71 Muppet Race Mania, 70 Pixel Driver, 69 Final Lap Twin, 68 Victory Run, 67 Forza Street, 66 Real Racing 3. Those are a pair of mobile-ish games. Number 65 Atari Karts, number 64 Smurfs Racer, 63 Garfield Kart 2, 62 Mod Nation Racers, 61 The Crew, 60 Tabletop Racing, 59 Pac-Man World Rally, 58 Burnout Revenge, 57 F-Zero, 56 Mod Nation Racers PSP version, 55 Grid 2019, not the original Grid, the reboot of Grid, number 54 Sonic and Sega All-Star Racing, 53 Forza Motorsport 6 Apex. That is the PC version of Forza Motorsport 6. It is distinctly different from the full console version. Number 52 Forza Horizon 2 Presents Fast and Furious. 51 Gran Turismo PSP. 50 Fast Fusion. 49 Team Sonic Racing. 48 Art of Rally. 47 Hot Shot Racing, 46 Super Star Wars Super Bombad Racing, number 45 Daytona USA, 44 Forza Motorsport 5, 43 Burnout 2 Point of Impact, 42 Need for Speed Most Wanted 2012. That is the third version of that game, but a different one. That is the last Criterion kind of entry. And I think it was like the last reel before most of them went off to make three fields and Criterion was kind of kneecapped. Number 41, Need for Speed Rivals. 40, Chocobo GP. 39, Forza Horizon 2. 38, Forza Motorsport 4. 37, Mario Kart Arcade GP. 36, Cruisin' Blast. 35, Gran Turismo 5. 34 Kirby Air Riders, 33 Mario Kart Double Dash, 32 Gran Turismo 7, 31 Forza Motorsport 2023. So that is it's Forza Motorsport 8. Number 30 Lego 2K Drive, number 29 Need for Speed Hot Pursuit 2010. That's the other Criterion Need for Speed game. 28 Crash Team Racing Nitro Fueled. 27 80s Overdrive, 26 Star Wars Episode 1 Racer, 25 Forza Motorsport 2, number 24 the game we just finished talking about, Recreation, 23 Mario Kart Wii, 22 Forza Motorsport 6, 21 Forza Horizon, 20 Mario Kart 64, 19 Forza Motorsport 7, number 18, Mario Kart Super Circuit. 17, Disney Speedstorm. 16, Hot Wheels Unleashed 2 Turbocharged. Number 15, Split Second. Number 14, Super Mario Kart. Number 13, Sonic Racing Cross Worlds. Number 12, Hot Wheels Unleashed. 11, Mario Kart World. 10, Forza Horizon 5. 9, Sonic and All-Stars Racing Transformed. Number 8, Forza Horizon 4. Number 7, Mario Kart DS. That's weird. Did I not rate Mario Kart DS over here? didn't, so I'm going to have to throw Mario Kart DS onto the other list. Number six, Burnout 3 Takedown. Forza Motorsport 3 at number five. Number four, Forza Horizon 3. Number three, Gran Turismo. Number two, Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. And number one, Burnout Paradise. And that is our overall racing game. I'm not going to read them all out every time we do this, so I'm just going to tell you next time, hey, Forza Horizon is at number 21. It is above Forza Motorsport 6 and below Mario Kart 64. That's how I'm going to do this going forward. Mostly so I'm not kind of spelling this out every time, right? Like, there's a lot of games, and I don't want to read 100 games every single time. So I just fixed the kart racing one, Mario Kart DS at number two, and it is an S tier ranked game. That'll do it. I don't know exactly what we got going on for next time. I have Trackmania installed. I'm going to give that a go. I bought a bunch of Need for Speed games in the Steam Spring sale. I have some kart racers loaded up on the Xbox. So yeah, there's a lot going on. I don't know specifically what we're going to poke at in the next episode in April, but we're going to cover some more racing in April, and then once we get to May, we're gonna poke at Star Wars, and maybe at some point we're gonna do a Need for Speed, kind of like a look back at Need for Speed and see how that stuff goes. I may revise how this overall list is on both sides. I may kind of revise how it handles, because right now playtime does factor into my score. So if I play a game more, one, on some level, yeah, I think that is beneficial, but it can also skew something. Like, I could play 40 hours of Recreation, but it doesn't necessarily mean it's better than like a kart racer that we play for 5 hours and then don't do a whole lot more, because there's not like a big online presence with that game anymore. So I may think about that as we progress, but we'll see. In any case, that's it. That's where we're going to wrap this up. We'll be back next month with a whole new episode, all new racing. Maybe we'll poke at that Traveler's Tale racing game. Yeah, maybe. And we just, reminder, Forza Horizon 6 is coming. That is coming in May. We may hold that till June. And just do a whole look at Forza Horizon as a series, maybe in June. I think that'll be a lot of fun. Anyway, catch you on the other side. Have fun racing. We'll see you in a month.